It has been a damp Monday across the Northeast as a storm system is working its way through New York and New England. Later tonight, that storm will work its way through eastern New England up into Maine, and it's going to rapidly intensify to our Northeast, and that will do a couple of things for us. The first is that it will result in a very gusty wind overnight into the day tomorrow. We already have wind advisories up through much of our area for wind gusts that may reach 40 to 50, perhaps 55 miles per hour through tonight into tomorrow. So there's the potential for at least some tree limb damage. Some limbs may come down, and there's also the potential for some power outages. Also, with that storm deepening to our northeast, it's going to pull down some colder air, so temperatures will crash tonight into the 20s and 30s, and that means that any lingering areas of rain showers will transition to snow showers, and even down to the valley floors, we have the potential to see some snow showers later tonight. And across the northern mountains, there is a decent shot of some accumulating snow as we move through the night into tomorrow morning. And moving into the day tomorrow, that wind will continue to be gusty. Again, 40 to 50 miles per hour as we go through the day on Tuesday. It'll be a much cooler day with daytime highs running only in the 30s and 40s. Most areas will stay dry tomorrow, but there is the potential across the North Country for still some lingering areas of rain and snow showers. The most likely areas will be across the higher elevations. Moving into Wednesday, things will settle down. It'll be a less windy day, a little bit of a milder day as temperatures come up into the 40s and 50s. It turns even milder on Thursday, though we will trade off the warming trend with some clouds and an increasing chance for showers as the day moves along. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, with rain showers changing to snow showers, windy and cold, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and snow showers, especially in the mountains, windy and cool, with highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly cloudy, rain showers will change to snow showers, windy, cooler, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and snow showers, especially north of the Mohawk River, windy and cool, with highs in the mid-30s to lower 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy with showers ending, partial clearing late, windy and cool, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and windy, high 45 to 50. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Rain showers will mix with and change to snow showers, windy and cool, low in the lower to mid-30s. And for tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, windy and cool, high 40 to 45. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny, less windy, with highs in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. And on Thursday, increasing clouds with a chance of showers, with highs in the 50s and 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.